want to speak to people quickly who God has been sustaining. Okay, I want to ask you in this side. I want to speak to people who God has been sustaining. Where's the people who God has been sustaining? I'm talking to people that God sustains you in your desert. He sustains you in the valley, on top of the mountain. Come on, where's the people that God has been sustaining? Maybe 2018 didn't give you all the great things you thought you're going to receive, but yet God kept you. You were fit. It was God. You are still alive. If you're alive in this place, jump to your feet really quick. I want to see I'm preaching to you. It was God that kept you this far. Maybe your car broke down twice, but thank God you're here in this place. It was God. He was the one who sustained you and brought you through this year. Amen. Come on, if you believe it, give Jesus a shout of praise. It was God. It was God. Come on, I want you to shout, it was God. One more time, it was God. Now, I believe that you may take your seat. I've seen in 2018 people received healing. I've studied the life of certain great men and women of God, and I've seen, especially when it comes to healing and breakthroughs. Let me quickly explain to you. You know, when you come into the anointing of God, one thing that draws the anointing of God, we all understand, this is not what I'm going to preach about, but this is something I need to give you. When you preach the word, truth brings miracles. Wherever truth is being released, the supernatural is in activation, the supernatural flows wherever there's truth. You can never remove the supernatural power of God with the word of God. It must join together because God confirms his word. Come on, shout with me, God confirms his word. Through signs following. This is what the Bible says. So what people do is that people run to the anointing, and in the anointing is thick, and people feel great, and pain leaves you, and the sickness is gone. And you know what happened? You go home. And now you leave the anointing, you go home, and suddenly Wednesday, Satan is knocking on your door, and he says, hey, you've got pain. And people are moved by their pain, and by their symptoms, and by the things that they see, instead of being filled continuously with the word of God. This is why you have to preach the word, and you have to preach the word, and you have to preach the word. The more you hear the word of God, the more your situation around you bow its knee, because there's one thing higher than your situation. There's something higher than your condition and what you feel, and that's the word of God. And the word of God will never come back void. Who believe that in this place? Who believe that the word of God spoken over me, my family, it will never come back void? But sometimes you have to get so filled with the word of God that you go back to God and remind him. But God, you have promised that you'll never leave me and you'll never forsake me. You promised that by your stripes I am healed. So the symptoms I'm feeling, it's illegal. I declare symptoms by the power of God that you are null and void. I declare you are gone in the mighty name of Jesus. I am healed. Where's the people of faith? So what people need to do is, when you leave the anointing here, you have to go and fill yourself up. If you make a fire at your house and you do not put wood on the fire is going to fade away. This is the problem with our carnal Christians. We don't put wood on that fire. We don't keep that fire burning. I have seen people in the year 2018, but I thank God this is not what we're going to do in 2019. 2018, people have received a great prophetic word of God, and you know what they do? They do the opposite. What I'm going to say now, people are not going to like it, but I'm a man of God. I'm not a man of people. I'm a man of God, and I'm going to say this to you. Many people live in disobedience. And because of disobedience, do you know what happens? Your candlelight is being cut short. You can listen to what God says and do the opposite. Do you know what? You'll die young. You haven't heard me. I'm going to try you this side. And the blessings that you were asking God for is not in disobedience. It lies in obedience. This is why many people are not blessed, because they're disobedient towards God. I'm speaking to the right crowd in this place. And the year 2019 for you to receive what God has promised, you can decide this today. You can either have another 2018 in 2019, or you can take what the man of God is declaring this to you. God has said that our next move will be determined by obedience. Now, I just want to say this. If you never pray, don't tell me you hear from God. Don't tell me God has said, but you don't spend time on your knees, then you're a liar and a thief. Amen. This is not what the Bible says. If you spend time with God, this is how you know his voice. Many people are moved by money. I'm going to say that it is. Many people are moved by conditions. Many people are moved by family members. If you listen to your family more than God, shame on you. His word is the highest authority. He's got a future plan for you. Get filled with the word of God. Get on fire for Jesus. On fire for Jesus doesn't mean I'm on fire just on a Sunday. It means I'm on fire the whole week. I spend time with the Master. Amen. This is why I can stand you with boldness and declare to you, you can either listen or throw it out. But God says He's requiring obedience from His people in this hour. Get filled with the word of God and you will lack nothing in your next season. Hallelujah. Now I'm speaking to people quickly that God sustained through 2018. Show me your hands. Wave at me. Throw me with your Bible. Just do something. I want to know that I'm in the right place, speaking to the right people. God has sustained you right up to this place, right up to this hour. We complain. Listen, look at my finger quickly. I'm going to only finger wise. We were working here this is the reason I tell you this. We were working here on the church property, and I was taking a hammer, a big one. And I was knocking the wall. And you know this brick wire in the bricks? It's, ladies, it's a wire that helps the bricks. And long story short, so I was hitting and hitting. And suddenly I was hitting the big hammer against my finger. And it connected with the brick wire. And when I felt it, I ripped it out. And in the brick wire, ripped out my nail. And it was blood against the walls, on the floor, everywhere. And I lost so much blood, I was bleeding from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And I bound it up. I said, I'm not going to the doctor. I just hope it's going to grow back. And the next day, I was waking up with a lot of pain. My whole hand was bleeding. So I got to the doctor, and she said, yes, you had to be here earlier. We're going to go to the theater quickly, and we're going to do a small operation to remove your nail. I thought, not today. And she says to me, okay, we're going to inject you, but they took 5 injections just to kill, to make it numb. And she said, nog hoorie, daar's 2 senuweeses oop, ek gaan in die senuwee inspuit. As jy nog nooit in tale kon bid nie, glom, hulle leer jou net daar. So here goes the nail, boef. Luckily it was dead, and she was ripping out the whole nail, so I'm nailless. All right, and I can't bend my finger. Okay, so I was laying in the hospital, and I said, God, look at my finger. Ek moet preek, Here. Ek lê hande op mense met hierdie hand. And you know what? While I was complaining about the finger, God showed me how much joy I must have because of my hand. My finger might be painting, but my hand is working. Many times we see my car breaking down, but we forget these people walking. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody. Many times we complain because we do not have the steak, but we forget the people who's begging just for bread. We have to understand that God is the one who sustains us. And as long as you are fed by God, taken care of, you have nothing to worry about. This small finger is nothing. There's people fighting for their lives in hospitals right now. Come on, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Is somebody witnessing with me in this place? If you believe it, give Jesus a shout of praise. But I want to tell you this, that 2018 was a thriller for many mense. It was a nightmare for some of us. And I believe that there's an anointing that's being birthed out of adversity. Who believes that? The more the attacks comes upon your life, the greater the anointing becomes. Many years ago, there was a great preacher, Fred Roberts. He was the pastor of Durban Christian Center, the Jesus Dome, one of the biggest churches in South Africa. And before he died, he prophesied something over my life. He said that God says that the same miracles that Jesus was doing, you will do also. When he prophesied that, I received it. Because he's a true prophet of God, the real man of God. But I received the word that he said that you're going to receive the same miracles. You will see the same miracles that Christ saw. But I forgot, with the miracles comes the persecution. Now, I want to throw this in free of charge. Jesus is not in religion. We have celebrated Christmas. And do you know why we put up a tree and lights and gifts? Because I'm going to tell you. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He died on a tree, and He gave the greatest gift, eternal life. You don't hear me in this place. Jesus is not in religion. I'm going to teach you something. Can I? Where's the friends of God this morning? The Bible says in the tabernacle, in the Holy of Holies, there was showbread. And only the high priest and his children were permitted to eat of that bread. The Bible says Saul tried to get in there. And you know what? When it's time for kingship, he was rejected totally because of what he has done. He wasn't permitted to go there. It was only for the high priest to walk in there. But the scripture says that David went into the Holy of Holies and he stole the showbread. And he ate it. And he didn't die. Because religion says it was only the high priest that can go in. By the way, the high priest were guys. The outer appearance looked awesome. But their hearts were far from God. David was a man after God's own heart. This is why God rejected Saul as king, but he received David as one. Because David's heart was pure and holy after God. You can tell me you serve Nimrod on 25 December. No, no. God knows my heart. I've said this on Christmas Day. Jesus was not born on 25 December. We know that. We know that he's born in March. It's a fact. If you study prophecy and you know your scriptures, you'll know it's somewhere in March, beginning April. But it's not about the time. It's about what we celebrate. We celebrate eternal. It's so quiet now. Now, I'm speaking to people that had a bad year. You know, the biggest attacks that you'll ever receive is from the religious crowd. On social media, your biggest attacks will come from the religious crowd. Do you know what the religious crowd do? The religious crowd got a scripture, and they mix it with a little bit of jealousy, and a little bit of hatred, and then they think they do God a favor by attacking your life. Who am I speaking to somebody? Jesus himself said, "Woe you people who kills the prophets and think that you do God a favor." People think they serve God by killing you. People think they kill God by serving or serving God by killing you. The religious people are those who comes against everything that God wants. The religious people has got a mind made up. Don't touch the showbread. Here's David. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. Thank you, Jesus. God says, oh, this is a man of my own heart. Kom ek deur na iemand toe. God is not after your religious. Ek celebrate die Christmas nie, maar jy hoereer. I'm going to leave that for later. I don't celebrate Christmas, but you lie, you steal. If you want to live pure, live pure. If you want to live under the law, you better keep all the laws, because those who live under the law will be judged under the law. This is what the Bible says. I am free. I said, I am free. I am free. Who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Come on, somebody. Who's free in this place? This is why in this church I shout, I jump, I run, I'm free. The blood of Jesus has set me free. I'm blessed beyond the curse. Hallelujah. The Bible doesn't say, I want you to get into an argument. He says, go and win souls. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to real people in this place. Where are you? Wave at me quickly. I'm gonna prove you something that God has showed me, because last night God spoke to me and he says, as you release my word, whatever you release, I'll do it. This message might not be for everybody. I'm speaking to faithful people who has come to this place and says 2019 is definitely not going to do to me what 2018 has done. I'm speaking to people right now in this place. That said, every promise that God has given to me, it's coming in the third quarter of 2019. God will perform his word over my life. If you believe it, give Jesus a shout of praise. In 2019, you better know that God is not interested in how religious you can be. God is interested in your relationship. He wants a relationship with you. My children, when they come to my house, there's not a certain way they have to dress. They come, mikasa isukasa. The same with God. There's no preconceived idea of how I can come. You just come. You come with faith in your heart. They say that if you pick up the gifts in front of the Christmas tree, you worship Him. Well, stop putting your shoes on your feet. You're worshiping your cupboard. When I pick up a rock outside, I'm not worshiping the tree in front of me. God knows this heart is sold out to Jesus. There's only one that's got this heart. It's Jesus. Come on. Shout Jesus. Now, jealousy is a dangerous thing. Jealousy is a dangerous thing. You will not understand what people will do to you, and you've done nothing to them. You've got no idea how angry Satan becomes when God decides to bless you. Okay, let's try that again. Jealousy is a dangerous thing. Abel has done nothing to Cain, but yet Cain took him out in the field and killed him because God has blessed him. You better hear me. Abel did nothing to Cain. It was not like they were standing out in the field, hitting each other, getting in a big brawl. No, that's not what happened. He took him out in the field and he killed him because God decided to bless him. You see, the minute blessing starts to come to your life, people start to hate. But I'm here to tell you that no man can curse what God has blessed. There's people right now, sitting here, there's people that wants to see you drop dead right now. But I want to tell you the reason why you're not dropping dead is because no man can curse what God has blessed. You are not where you are because of your enemies. Please hear me. You are not where you are. Joshua 1 verse 5, God says that I will be with you like I have been with Moses, and nobody shall be able to stand against you. Who believes that report, by the way? Who believes that no weapon formed against me shall prosper? Who believes every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned? If you believe it, jump to your feet and give Jesus a shout of praise. Can we get Mark? Mark chapter 10 on the screen. I want to read you a passage. I'm not very good with maths. I was not in school. The school asked me not to take maths. They begged me. I thought I'm a mathematician. Pah. And they said to me, listen, brother, if you want to just get out of school one day, you better leave maths. But I'm not very bad at reading. Reading I can do, all right? I can read. So I can read. This is what we're going to read now. He says, who shall not receive... I'm gonna do it from my Bible. That looks like a mess. Let's try that from a Bible. You see, I'm still using the Bible. Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and followed you. I want to read this again. Peter said, Jesus, see that we have left everything and we have followed you. I'm going to say this again. Jesus, can you see that we have left everything and we have followed you? And Jesus says in verse 29, so Jesus answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left his house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, properties, for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive a hundredfold now. In when? This time. Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, lands with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. Now, I can read. I can't do the maths. But I can tell you quickly that Jesus said this to Peter. He said, I know what you've been going through. Okay, Peter, Jesus is telling you, I know what you've been going through the year 2018. I know you've lost houses and brothers and sisters. And I know that they repossessed your car and they took back your lands. I know all of that. But I'm telling you that all who has lost some things for my name's sake, I declare to you that I will give you back a hundredfold everything that you've lost. You might look at me now and think that this guy is down and out. But when I come up, you do the maps yourself. I'm speaking to people who had a hard year. Waar's my vriend in hierdie kerk? Wat real mens is, wat sê hier, Wessel, ek weet precies waarvan jy praat. People that had a hard year. You say, right now, Lord, this is the last Sunday of 2018. But Lord, you know this year, I've been persecuted. I've been hated by the religious group. The religious people say there's no help for him. This guy is from the devil. Woo, welcome to the club. You have been promoted. If people speak against you, you have been promoted. If people do not speak against you, Satan is happy with you. Promotion comes the minute that Satan starts to attack your life. Jesus, in his own words, he said that if you have lost some things in life, he doesn't say, get a better job, I'll do it. He didn't, this is not what he said. He said, if you have suffered for my name's sake, I want you to do the maths. If you had a whole month of tribulation, his own word says 100-fold. When? Now, in this life. He doesn't say, wait until you get to heaven. He says, no ways, I'm going to do it now. He says, but when the life hereafter comes, I'll give you eternal life. It means something to me this morning. You see, you cannot give an amen if you've never been persecuted. You can never give an amen if you've never been without bread, without a house, without a car. I'm speaking to real people who has lost some real stuff, who 2018 came against and you were fighting. But I'm here to declare to you what you've lost in 2018. I'm speaking to the Christians, by the way. I'm speaking not to those who run to Jesus when they need him. I speak to those who serve them with their whole hearts. That people left you, you lost some stuff. His word declares, in this life, 100-fold. I want you to shout to the devil, let him hear you. You do the maths, devil. I don't think he can count, but you counted for him. Come on, every time that you've lost a car, 100-fold. Every time that business deal closed up, I declare to you in the name of Jesus, as a servant of the Most High God, no angel, no devil in hell shall stop it. I declare to you that delay that has been placed upon your life is being removed right now. The anointing that's flowing in this place is powerful enough to destroy every yoke of bondage, every hyphen, come on, every demonic attack over your life. And this is what his word is saying. For every hard day you had, 100 better days is coming. For every bad month you had, 100 better months is coming. Is somebody listening to this message right now? I declare what Satan stole in your life in 2018 shall revive in 2019. Oh my God, I just see it. Dry bones come to life in the name of Jesus. Every dream that was stopped is coming back to your life. Come on. Every vision that you placed on the altar is living in the mighty name of Jesus. For every one day that you have been depressed, 100 days of full joy is coming. Joy unspeakable and full of God's glory. But the Bible is saying this. He says that when I start to bless you, you'll see the persecution. Do you know why 2018 was bad for most of us? Because 2019 is coming. And this is why we need to decide before this year comes, whose report will we believe? I told you the other day, I don't care if you live in Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Mali, or South Africa. The same God who said, I am 2,000 years ago, is still saying, I am today. Come on! Jy kan in een oog fontein bly. His blessing will seek you out. I'm so sick and tired that Satan steal our joy, steal people from our lives, take, rob, and plunder. Who's sick and tired of that? This is very clear what the Bible says. He says, even those of you who lost brothers and sisters, this means people left your life. No, no, no. They didn't leave your life. God removed them. I need somebody for 10 seconds that will give Jesus the greatest praise for removing some people out of your life. Had to remove those toxic people out of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Now listen. You can decide. You take this word or you leave it. Who's taking this word? You may take your seat. Just hear this. So he goes on, brothers and sisters, those who've lost brothers, sisters, mothers, and fathers, and you have lost lands. That means you lost properties. These people has been going through the greatest repossessions of their life in the year 2018. These people I know personally who has lost some stuff that was dear to them because of the gospel's sake. There's ministers that I know, preachers of the gospel, that I know today that do not have a house to go to. They do not have a way out. They have left everything for the sake of the gospel. But I declare this by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, you know that name which is above every other name, that the scripture and the word of God is yes and amen. It will never come back void. If Jesus says, in this year I'm going to, listen. If you have been having a failing year, get ready. 100 years is coming. I declare this from 2019 until Jesus comes for his church, that we will see a tsunami of his blessing, a tsunami of his grace. Oh, hallelujah. Every time that your car broke down, I declare 100 better cars. For every 1 rand you lost, 100 rand is coming back. Who believes that? Who believes today? Who believes that? For every hard time at your workplace, 100 better days is coming in the powerful name of Jesus. I've learned this from a very young age. Being in great anointing, sitting under great anointings, I've learned this, that what that man speaks, if it's biblical, I take it. Do you know why? Because the Bible cannot lie. The man can lie, but the Bible can never. You miss me. I don't care who's on there. If he speaks truth, I take it. If the word is being released, I take it. Because the word cannot come back void over my life. Hallelujah. This is why we have to decide 2019 is my year. I declare this, it's your year. It's your year. No more burdens, no more shackles, no more diseases, no more bad days. This year will be the year where we will see the hand of God supernaturally. How is it going to happen? I'm going to tell you how it's going to happen. It's going to happen to those who seek God with everything they have. It's not going to be for people who's just Christians on a Sunday. Never pray for during. No. It's going to be to people who has been spending time in the courts of glory. God's going to do it for us. I believe this. I've said this early this year. I've said that there's coming a move of the Spirit of God that we have not yet seen, not yet tasted. We have got no idea. I have not yet seen, nor has ear heard, what God is preparing for those who love Him. Amen. For every single day that you have sat without electricity, I declare 100 days is coming. 100-fold return. Shout 100-fold. Come on, I want you to shout with faith in your heart 100-fold. Come on, you can do better than that. Do you believe that? Who believes that? People will kill you over what you believe. They will kill you over what you believe. Do you know, I believe that the greatest hated group are the blood-washed people of God. Normally, the blood-washed people of God are not persecuted by the world. Most of the times, hear my heart, please. It's Christians that attacks the brothers. Do you know why? The world is too afraid to touch the anointing. Most of the people that persecute you, people that was going to church, didn't get their way. And this is why they attack. But what they don't understand is when they attack you, they attack him. You are the apple of God's eye. Do you know what? I just feel a tremendous presence of God. I have to be obedient. Quickly stand to your feet, would you? Lift your hands right now. Lift your hands right now. I can't be disobedient right now. Spirit of God, do a quickening right now in this people's hearts. My heart, all over this place. Every hand lifted. Wow. Come on, just for 10 to 20 seconds, I want you to start to pray in the Spirit. I want you to lift your voices quickly. You're going to feel a shift coming over your life, over your mind, over your body, right about now. Come, I ask you to lift your voices in prayer. You say, Lord, your word cannot come back void. I take it. I take it for everything that came against me. I take 100-fold return in the mighty name of Jesus. And I take authority right now. Every spirit of bondage, I break you in Jesus' name. I take authority over you. Come on, lift those hands. Lift those hands. Start to pray with me. Come on. He's here.